there are seasons and times when things are seem flat, feel stagnant, maybe even feel like they're imploding. Things just aren't going right no matter what you're doing. How do you get back on track?
Hello and welcome to the Remarkable CEO Podcast, a show dedicated to chiropractors who want to transform their job into a business so that they can have a remarkable practice as part of a remarkable life, not instead of one. With your hosts, Dr. Pete Camiolo and Dr. Stephen Franson.
Welcome to another episode of the Remarkable CEO Podcast. I'm Dr. Pete Camiolo.
And I'm Dr. Stephen Franson.
So what do you do when you need to get your energy back? Today, Dr. Stephen, we're going to unpack end of year, end of quarter, end of day. What happens when you got to get your energy back on track? And this is an inspirational topic for me because of the work that we get to do, Dr. Stephen, in supporting so many remarkable CEOs. And we recognize that as the CEO, you are the chief energy officer, that as your energy goes, so goes your practice. As your energy grows, so grows your business. We know that energy is everything. But I want to talk today about how we can get your energy back on track and unpack three steps to getting your energy back and getting back on track. It's going to be energy, it's going to be focus, and it's going to lead to outcomes. Dr. Stephen, this is a human conversation because we are human beings and we are in the business of saving lives, and we are committed to becoming and being remarkable CEOs. It's the being conversation today. This is about the who are you being and how do you get back on track? We're not going to sit here, Dr. Stephen, you and I, and say that we are always energy up. We're not going to sit here and say we are always, you know, things are always going our way and everything is working out perfectly. We're going to sit here and say, listen, there are seasons and times when things are seem flat, feel stagnant, maybe even feel like they're imploding. Things just aren't going right no matter what you're doing. How do you get back on track? What are your mechanisms? So we're going to share some things today, Dr. Stephen, that I believe are going to really help us create a framework for and help us as CEOs get organized around the area of resetting and getting back on track. So Dr. Stephen, I know this is something you and I are passionate about doing for ourselves, but also helping others do. So excited to have a conversation with you today.
Yeah, Dr. Pete, when we were getting ready to start recording today, you shared this framework with me that was just so perfect for a couple of reasons. Like, I think that here we are at this time of the year where, you know, we're just wrapping up first quarter, right? So we're at this assessment stage. We go do our peer process, we assess, we plan, prepare to execute, and repeat, right? So looking back at the last iteration of our business, looking across the first quarter, saying, okay, so where do we win? What do we learn? So this is very timely that we have this, you know, conversation. And there's just this concept of, you know, at this point, it's like, okay, so this is where we are. Okay. And for some of you, you're like crushing it, which is awesome. And we just love to hear it. I mean, I love hearing our clients crushing it. Frankly, it's just like you said, we're all about outcomes, right? So we love to hear how our clients are having best months and best quarters ever, which is just awesome. But truth be told, there's some people inside and outside of our organization that that is not their story, right? So they had their butts handed to them this first quarter, right? So it's just, okay, so this is where we are, right? So it's being able to just accept the brutal facts of where we are today and where we're going to go next and with an eye on ultimate, right? So, you know, this whole framework that you laid out this morning, in essence, once you do the assessment, you're like, okay, so I need to get my energy and my focus back on track because we know that the business is always a reflection of my energy as the leader, right? So, you know, the whole concept of like, okay, so regroup and then it's reset and then it's relaunch, right? So it's like that whole concept that as you started to just unpack it, honestly, I started to daydream a little bit because, you know, I was getting more PTSD flashbacks to an experience I had just last week. So, you know, I just got back from Seba and I went over to teach the team immersion in Brisbane. And then we went on to teach the one-day intensive with the rest of the awesome Australasian crew, Coach Bobby, Coach Malcolm, Coach Kate, Coach Yelena, Coach Adrian, and the rest of the crew. Sukhmet, like the rest of the crew is over there. It was just awesome, right? So, you know, we had some downtime between the two events. And of course, you know, for Sebastian and I, that means we're going surfing. We're in Australia. You know, I like to say that Sebastian is like the human low pressure system, which is, you know, it means that we always have waves wherever we go. So there's always waves. So Sebastian is an awesome surfer. I am a passionate surfer. Sebastian is an awesome surfer, right? So we always find ourselves in challenging environments, which I love because it stretches me. So we were at this spot. We were staying in Kira in Coolangatta, which is on Rainbow Bay. And there's a series of three surf breaks. They're these crescent-shaped beaches that all have headlands that divide them. But in short, this whole group, this whole area in Coolangatta, it's called Rainbow Bay, has got three world-class point breaks, right? So you've got Snapper Rocks to the south, and then it turns into Greenmount that turns into Kira, right? So these are world-famous. They have world championship events there every year. And the top surfers in the world. You know, the lineup is littered with these guys. Well, they got a proper swell, like a big swell came in, and it was a 5-6 day event. And it was this swell that was anywhere from 6 to 12 feet, depending on where you were. So there were days where it was 6 to 8 feet, 8 to 10 feet and bigger, right? So it was impressive, and it was unrelenting. And so it was just a constant wave machine. And it was right across the street. So we were, of course, part psyched, part sphincteric, because it was legit. It's going to be some challenging surf, right? So Sebastian, it was just awesome. You know, he was stoked because he knew he was just going to get out there and crush it. I knew I was going to get stretched, which is great. Awesome. I love that, right? So our hotel was right at Kira. So we had to walk down the point all the way down to Snapper, because the current was running from the south to the north, and it was ripping along at about 10 knots, which is significant, right? It's just like literally you could see the water moving like a river, right? So it was unrelenting big surf, which means it was wave after wave after wave after wave. These weren't sets. It was wave after wave after wave. And we'd walk down the beach. It was about 2 miles, right? So all the way to jump in the water at Snapper Rocks. And typically when you're paddling out on a good day, you're going to, you know, 6 to 10 duck dives on a big day. It's going to be 10 to 15, maybe 20 duck dives. On an epic day, it's going to be 20 to 30 duck dives. And it's going to be, when you get to the outside, it's going to thin out the crowd. And it's going to be lone survivors out there looking around each other and be like, wow, that was something, right? And it's exhausting. So he takes off. Sebastian's, he's gone. And I'm paddling out behind him, and I'm in that current, and I'm duck diving. And when I tell you, Dr. Pete, it was 75 duck dives later, I take off on one wave. It closes out in front of me. It just tumbles me to shore, and I wash up on the beach in Kira. So I literally, in 15 minutes, went from paddling out and doing 75 duck dives on my way back up the beach 2 miles, and just got washed up on shore like a drenched cat. It was just so humbling, and it was exhausting, and it was awesome. It was a moment where you just had to go, okay, shake it off. Okay, that was first quarter. It's a shake it off. And it was about getting my head right. It was time to regroup, reset, and relaunch and get back up the beach and paddle out again. So just I loved the framing. I loved the framework. I loved the mindset of this. And I'm sure that as I described that, some people are like, oh man, you just described my first quarter. So this is perfect timing for this conversation.
Hey, Remarkables, Dr. Stephen Franson here. Are you ready to take your practice systems to the next level, grow your practice, and increase your profit? Would you like to have your team immersed in a high energy, inspiring environment where they're trained and skilled up in the complete TRP system? Well, I got great news. It's that time of year again. It's time for the Remarkable Conversion and Retention Immersion. It only happens one time a year in the US and once in Australia. It's June 7 and 8 in Nashville, Tennessee, and June 28 and 29 in Sydney, Australia. It's a comprehensive training on the complete Remarkable practice building system. We cover everything. Day 1, 2, 3, 4, week 1, 2, 3, 4, month 1, 2, 3, 4, year 1, 2, 3, 4, patient conversion and retention, we cover the entire system. What would it feel like to see your patients eagerly start, happily follow your recommendations, and stay under care because they want chiropractic care? This is the best bang for your buck in training all year. Register your team now at theremarkablepractice.com or find the link in the show notes below. Join us for a jam-packed 2 full days of intensive training for chiropractic teams that want to grow their practice and increase their profit. June 7 and 8 in Nashville, Tennessee, and June 28 and 29 in Sydney, Australia.
So it's interesting hearing your story and reflecting on it and comparing it to, you know, where this construct really struck me was it actually started in personally. It was my personal life, which is actually interesting because surfing is personal for you as well. So this construct really birthed out of, for me, and we talk about having a remarkable practice as part of a remarkable life, not instead of one, having a business that supports your remarkable life, not competes with it. And this really birthed out of a place for us, which very similar to what you might call your duck dive experience and getting washed up on the beach was, you know, we in our personal life got to a place of like, man, I feel like we have to change things up. You know, it was like a period of 10 years opening multiple businesses, building multiple houses, having, you know, lots of children and, you know, doing a lot of things. It was like, all of a sudden, we came to a place was like, we almost wish, could somebody just call timeout? You know, if you're like playing a game and you're like, you're running back. It's like, I feel like I was looking to the side, like, can somebody call timeout? You know, but there was no one was calling timeout. It wasn't happening. It wasn't timeout. So we called timeout. We called timeout. And we went to the sideline and sat on the bench. Got a drink of water. just what is going on, you know? And I realized like, hey, you know, for us to run a marathon, like to do this thing legit, like, yeah, we're on purpose, passionate chiropractors, like we're passionate parents, like all this stuff, but time out, you know, and we needed to call time out. And this is where I was, you know, challenged with this was, and that's what this for me really helps me with, which is I needed a timeout. I needed a regroup. So really a first step in this process is actually just call timeout, and just take a minute and just pause. Right. And that pause could be for a minute. It might be for a week. It might be for a month. Like it's whatever it needs to be. But first thing you have to do is you got to regroup. Okay. If you need to get back on track, even if you don't know if you're on track or not, you're like, I don't know if I'm on track or not. The first step is regroup. You got to get back. You got to call timeout. You got to go into a place and you have to do some time with yourself. You got to check in with you. You got to do some self-reflection. You got to do some inner work. You need to check in with you. And then you got to check in with the people that are closest to you. But you got to check in with you first so that you actually have something to bring to the table when you go to check in with the people that are closest to you. So if this is in your personal life or this is inside of your business, whether you're seeing yourself as a CEO right now or as a husband or wife or whatever, for me, it's a husband in my home and it's a CEO in my business kind of. This first step of regroup is you got to go check in. You got to huddle up with you. You got to pull back with yourself and you got to check in with you. And so it starts with you. And for me, I connect with myself and check with myself mostly when I check in with God. Okay. So that is how I get my check in with me is really checking in with me. And I do it in my prayer and I do that way through my relationship with God. Like that is how I check in and with myself. And I what I would call regroup personally. And then I regroup with my wife in different mechanisms such as the coffee date or date night. And that is a best practice, but it's a regroup. What are we doing? we're coming together. We're huddling up. We're coming together. Let's just time out. It's taking a time out and saying, you know what? What are we doing? What are we doing here? You know, like, and first, how are you? You know, how are you doing? And just check. So first you have to ask yourself how you're doing. And many of us don't actually, I struggled with that. Actually, how are you really feeling? Like, how are you really doing? It's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. I don't know if I'm even feel like I could or should, right? And that's a dysfunctional place to be. And if you're a CEO and owner and you're like, man, I'm just feeling the weight, the pressure, the stress, the strain, you got to be able to check in with yourself and be honest with yourself. You got to check in. And then with those that are closest to you. So in our businesses, it's our team. And that's why we have built in frameworks such as the daily huddle. The daily huddle is a daily, it's a regroup. Let's regroup pre and post shift. We regroup. What are we doing? We're coming together, checking in. Hey, what we got coming up? What's going on? And then at the end, like, hey, how'd it go? Where do we win? What do we learn? When do we laugh? Hey, what's happening? What happened today? You know? And we regroup. So the regroup I found is such an important part, especially if you are driven and driving. Because my subluxation degenerative pattern was, it was relaunch, 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 but not regroup, reset. It was just relaunch, relaunch, just keep going. It's the keep going.
Let's just going. Do more.
Do more. Go harder. You know, keep going. Pick yourself up. Let's go. You know, no empathy, no sensitivity to the self. And so the regroup step in anything, whether you're surfing or you're in a marriage or family or business, whatever it is, wherever you're going to apply, the regroup step is it's the huddle up. It's the pullback. It's the check-in with yourself first. And then with those who are that your tribe, your cohort, your, you know, your family, the team, like the people that you're in it with, like you're going to war, right? So this is the people that are in your company. Like we're checking in, like we're doing this. That's the first step. And that's just the human side. The reset, this is getting back to the why. Why do we do what we do? It's getting back to your core values. It's reset. The reset happens when you go back to, or you pull back to the forefront. What is our vision? Right? What is it that what are we trying to accomplish? Because I've lost sight of the forest, the trees. Like, what is it that we're here to try to accomplish with these kids, with our marriage, with our business? What are we doing here? The reset is, what's the vision? We've been acting a certain way, but that is out of alignment with our core values. We need to reset these values. We need to get back on operating by according to the values. Or in the office, we need to get back to operating according to our SOP, because we've gotten way off of that, right? Reset. So the reset is all about, if you press the reset button on your computer or whatever, it just resets. It's a reboot. It's just like, I don't know. I had a lot of stuff open. I just decided to restart the dang thing.
Dr. Pete, as soon as you started talking about that, I was like, man, my computer was just misbehaving for 2 weeks. But I had so many things open. And I was like, oh, the last thing I want to do right now is restart this computer, because I've got all the stuff open and what have you. And I'm like, I don't know what's saved and what's not saved. Right. So, you know, like, it's that t-shirt, you know, I've got so many tabs open. I have no idea where that music is coming from. Right. So it's right. Like, that was literally what I was envisioning. And it's like, but once you restart your computer, it's like shuts everything down, but then it restarts everything back up and everything starts working again. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, that's what I needed. I just needed to restart. And that doesn't mean just pick yourself up and keep moving again. It just means, no, hold on. Notice how the screen, it just goes black. Everything powers down. It powers back up again. And there's just so much power in just that. It's the shutdown, right? It's like when you sleep at night, that's when you learn. When you rest between workouts, that's where you grow and get stronger. Right? It's we have to recognize that all the growth that we want happens in the margins. And some of you are like, what margins? Like, that's what we're talking about, guys. It's like, sometimes God whispers and other times he kicks you in the ass. Right. So at the end of the day, it's like, you got to listen to the whispers. Right. So you got to be like, oh no, I've learned from the ass kickings, and I've now programmed in I've scheduled in my times to regroup. Right. So what you're describing, Dr. Pete, from the weekly, the daily huddles to the weekly meetings, to the monthly check-ins, to the quarterly board meetings and reviews. And here we find ourselves at the end of first quarter, beginning of second quarter. Now, did you do your board meetings? Did you regroup? Did you regroup? Right. Did you get everybody on the same page? Did you remind everybody of our purpose, which is our big why? Did you remind everybody and speak into our vision, which is what does success look like when we serve our purpose? Did we speak into the vision, the mission, which is how do we serve the purpose and manifest the vision? Is everybody super clear on that? Clarity is your greatest accelerant, right? Did you regroup, right? Did you get everybody reestablished in the major premise and in our operating premise, right? So the premise of the deepest underlying belief system of your business. For us, it was the families that are in our practice are healthier and safer than the families that are not in our practice, period. Mm. Let's remember what we're doing here, right? Yes. So let's regroup, right? And that's it's just an important part of our business to schedule those things out as scheduling our marketing initiatives and our training initiatives.
It's so powerful, even hearing you just articulate that there's a therapeutic nature to it. It's taking a breath. It's getting back into parasympathetic. It's this idea of growth, like you talked about, happens in the margins, sleep and all the other things between the workouts. Like that's when you understand that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, and that you're working with people and you are a person, and that, you know, what we do really does matter and it is important, but we've forgot what we're even doing because we've just gotten so busy or we're so fatigued because we've been going so hard, the regroup. And so you have to have a sensitivity about this, and then a commitment, as you said, Dr. Steven, to put it on the schedule. And so that the regroup, the reset, by design is meant to be a time of that reflection and remembering and celebrating and learning and deciding. And then the third step is relaunch, which is now get up off the bench,
walk back down the beach, paddle back out.
Yes. And paddle back out, get back out on the field. And I just want to if there's anybody who's listening right now who feels like, man, I feel like I was there. I heard you. Wow, that's interesting. I have done that. But you might say, but I still feel like I'm sitting on the bench, but I haven't really gotten back out there. I'm going to encourage you. Maybe, you know, just identifying the fact that you said, man, I just have not back out on the field. Maybe you need to be in this place. Like I'm still in this regroup reset stage. I made this one business decision. I aligned myself with this thing. I bought into this thing. I started doing this thing. And man, I got crushed, or I just felt like, man, I got derailed. And I'm just in this, like, I'm just recovering from that. I hired a bunch of people. I got upside down overhead, or whatever your story might be. And then you've had to kind of or you've just been in expansion mode. You're like, man, we're in go and grow. And it's amazing. And it's a lot, but I need a minute, you know, wherever you find yourself, you know, if you are in that regroup, reset, the relaunch is incredibly important time for timing. The big thing on this is timing. Like, you know, you got to be ready to relaunch. Like, you got to be. So like a lot of times, if you look at sports, they'll look down the bench and say, it's like, are you ready to go back in? Like if you
fresh legs
baseball, they'll call to the bullpen and says, is he ready? Now he needs to get five more, seven more pitches. It's like, you got to get the timing right when you go back on the field. It's a timing issue. So you got to know, you got to be really aware of yourself and not judge yourself, not be hard on yourself, and listen to yourself, listen to your team, understand, you know, the timing is like, well, I want to invest all this money in this marketing campaign. Are we ready to do that marketing thing right now? Or should we wait another 2 or 3 months to maybe make that investment? Are we really, can we handle the increase right now? You know, you have to get the timing piece right on this. But the key is you are committed to relaunching. You're committed to going back because of your purpose, because we're pulled by that. We are going in the direction of this, our vision, right? We're on mission. And so I just want to encourage you, if wherever you find yourself in the, man, I feel like, Dr. Pete, I need a reset right now, or I need a regroup right now. That's great. This is that quarterly pulse, that quarterly time where we have a quarterly board meeting, that cadence. It's a perfect time. You know, if it's, hey, we regroup, but we don't do a good job of resetting, then we need to get really good at, we have frameworks for you to help you reset that are really helpful with this in the Remarkable CEO program. And then if you're there and you're ready to relaunch, I'm going to encourage you, timing is everything. So go. If the timing isn't right, stay in that place until you're ready. And then, but be committed to relaunching, because you got to go, you got to get back in the game. We know that we're in the business of saving lives, and there's a world of people that are desperate for what you do and what you offer them. So you got to get back out there.
Yeah, Dr. Pete, I think as I hear that, you know, some people are like, board meetings? What are you talking about? Like quarterly pulse or board meetings or what it is. I don't know what you're talking about, but that's like a really good idea. Like, so I relaunched into second quarter with my team, and, you know, and I just recognized it was just like, entire lose. It was just like, let's keep going. It was more of a keep going versus, okay, let's regroup, let's reset, let's relaunch, right? So maybe that's a foreign concept to you, or maybe you're like, oh yeah, we used to do board meetings and they really worked so well that we stopped doing them, right? So it's like classic chiropractor, right? So let's just not let that pass. So I want to make sure that we're giving you resources, right? So I want to equip you to do this well. Let's put a link down below to get them connected with our board meeting resources. I mean, I think that would be an awesome gift. That'd be an awesome giveaway, right? So I moved to do that right now. Organically, I think that's the call. Like, let's make that training available to them for the, you know, if board meetings is a strange concept to you, or you're like, you've heard them, you don't quite know what they are, or you want to master them so you can fully leverage them and truly do this regroup right. If you truly want to be able to do this reset properly, if you truly want to be able to do a relaunch in such a way that's like, I'm certain that the timing is right, I'm certain that everybody has the clarity that I was describing before, and I don't want to leave this to chance because I recognize it's going to determine not just my second quarter, but the rest of my year, then that's our gift to you, right? So there's a link here. Get to the resources on board meetings. It's our way of loving on you guys. You know, the reason we do this podcast is because we know the truth. Okay, we know the truth. And what the world needs now is chiropractic. And what chiropractic needs right now is more successful chiropractors.
Chiro Matchmakers will help you find the right person for the job. If you're looking to hire the ideal chiropractic assistant, Chiro Matchmakers will help you find the specific person missing from your team so that you can get back to using your talents to serve more people. Or if you're looking to hire the ideal associate doctor, CMM can help. Chiro Matchmakers helps chiropractors like you find the ideal associate doctor to unlock your practice potential and get you the freedom that you desire. To learn more, go to chiromatchmakers.com.
Please stick around for more business insights from this week's bonus interview with our remarkable success partner, dedicated to helping you more successfully help more people. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, Dr. Adrian from The Remarkable Practice, and I'm super excited because I have here with me Dr. David Fletcher from CLA. Welcome, Dr. David. How are you this morning?
Oh, Dr. Adrian, I am so good, and thank gosh it's the evening for me, and here we are together once again. Fantastic.
I know. I was like super excited to know that we were going to jump on a call together and we were going to talk about all things CLA, because for me, this is tech that we've been using in our practice. I actually think it might be kind of close to 10 years. Yep. And then obviously, you know, with that 10-year-old tech, we were using the old tech, and now we have bought the new tech, which is unbelievably exciting. We love it. It's been so transformative to our practice. But before we kind of get into all of those kind of details, why don't you just give us a bit of a background? Tell us a bit about yourself, CLA, and how this all kind of came to life.
Yeah, well, obviously, our relationship with TRP is based upon our love of chiropractic and what we, I'm a chiropractor, I guess that's the best thing I can say. And when I was in my middle years in practice, and we had always run a very, very productive practice, I started to recognize that I wanted to add technologies outside of the x-ray system that would allow us to look into the nervous system. And as a consequence of that, I started to develop at the same time as Dr. Kent and Jin Temple were working with the original Insight Subluxation Station, I started to develop protocols that were valuable for everybody into the profession as far as integrating the Insight or scanning technologies. And from that role, which was, 27, 28 years ago, CLA has become pretty much the dominant force in technological examinations within this profession. And it's really an honor for me to sort of represent, and I own the company, but it also means that I get a chance to represent the message that we put out there. And so when I get a chance to work with TRP, but especially on this type of conversation, we get a chance to talk to CEOs. I just want them to know that this is one of the most exciting conversations I get to have because we're speaking to the true tribe that we all live in.
Yeah, beautiful. So tell me about that then. When we look at kind of the CEO, I guess the thing that's in the back of their mind or the question that they ask themselves at least is when I'm looking to invest, right? I'm going to invest some money into the practice, right? I obviously want a return on investment. I'd thought about this over the last couple of days, and I really think there's not many other products out there where you could invest money and it give you a return across all areas of the practice. Not only attraction, right, in the ability for the technology to be used with scanning. So whether we're doing external marketing with screenings and things like that and how we can use it in that format, but also when it comes to obviously the conversion process, right, and actually, you know, helping people understand what is the actual problem and we have an objective measure. And then through the retention process, which is continuing to, I guess, to test and to re-examine and use that Hawthorne effect where we're actually asking them to engage in their care and do specific things and we're going to measure the effect of those things. But then team building, because I know for us in our practice, we actually have tech CAs using the technology. This is something that the DCs don't actually use. So talk to me a little bit about that, like in its application. How can the CEO think about this with a return on the investment?
Yeah, I think that as a CEO and we're looking at two ROI components, which are, I would say, efficiency and stickiness. You know, you don't want to invest in something and then find out that it's throwing off the efficiencies of the system you have. You want to build new efficiencies into the system. And at the same time, you want to see the stickiness, which means that it not only gives you what you thought it did, but it gives this ability to have an expansion of value to your product or your services. And so when we built this system, we knew that we had to have a design that was going to immediately get a wow factor. We knew that we had to catch the attention, not only of the chiropractor, obviously, but of the client that they're working with, which means that we needed to produce reports that were understandable and available for them to understand. Neurology is very difficult to understand for doctors, let alone for patients. So it has to be dumb stupid for us to take it out there and say, this is what is going on. And because of that, we started to develop really, really, really strategic models in which we wanted to communicate. You know, we weren't going to take people on some diverse conversation that wasn't about their, you know, was about their nervous system they didn't understand. We wanted them to go beyond feeling and understand function. Because the nervous system, although it never stops learning, it has to learn efficiently. Now, that's what we know, but we need to tell them that. Yeah. And so we had to make, with the driving force of this technology, we had to make the invisible visible. And we've done a great job of that. As you said, with this newer technology, we have an intuitive reporting system, which means that we actually take the data that is being collected from scanning the nervous system and actually build the report individualized to that patient based on their data, which is fantastic. To make it super easy, we aggregate the data that's coming from the different instruments and put a single score out there so that the patient has a neural efficiency index, meaning that they, from a reporting perspective, efficiently, if you wanted to, you could just say, hey, you know, you've moved from a B+ to an A and you know, your body systems are working at a top end, or listen, you're hovering down at a C and it's not a good way to live. So let's keep it going up. So it's a report card, if you will, that goes along with that. And I think that when we talk about the stickiness of it, it means that there's this sense that it's going to be part of the culture, but part of each person's folio, not from day one to day two, but for the entire life cycle of that patient. And so that's where retention and the referral model comes very much into the ROI model. And you know, you and I were just chatting a little bit beforehand, and we refer to it as a ripple effect, meaning the attraction, especially. Yeah. So we know that when someone starts into in and under care, the only priority is themselves, meaning they want to feel and they want to experience what it is that is the benefit to them. But in a very short period of time, and as little as 4 to 5 visits, when they start to feel better, you want to then show them that they are functioning differently and better too. And the value of that is you don't want them to just have a conversation with people that have back pain or have headaches or otherwise. You want to begin a well child checkup for their family members. You want to have a well person checkup for their friends. You want them to understand that it's a great way to analyze and be preventative, predictive, and promotive towards the performance of the nervous system. So that's the ripple effect. You start to, you know, change the lives as it ripples out.
Yeah. And one of the other things that CEOs always have their eyes on are metrics, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, you know, for them is going to be that snapshot of how the practice is performing and functioning. So I think, like, for me, I look at that and go, okay, there's an investment at the front end. How do I measure the success of that, or one of those investments, right? You know, I'd look at things like, okay, so attraction, when we're using the Insight Subluxation Station, how do our screenings attract new clients now compared to how they did before, right? We can measure it there. If we look at our conversion percentage, right, we know in the TRP model, we want a 75 to 80% conversion.
Absolutely.
Right? We look at that conversion percentage and say, well, what was it before? What is it now using the tech, right? When we look at friends and family's referral, like how many internal referrals were we getting using a friends and family check now compared to what it used to be before? We can go through a million metrics: R4 stick rate, R4 resign rate, R5 stick rate, R5 resign rate. But I think that's kind of where we get to measure to really see what's the impact of using this kind of technology in the practice.
Yeah, and built into that new system, which we call Synapse, which is what you're using right now, Adrian, is a dashboard, which allows you to look at some KPIs that are associated directly with the scanning. And I think one of the most important KPIs for any of us to look at is the exam-to-exam-to-exam ratios, if you will, meaning it's always very easy to do new patient exams. And let's just say that's what comes out of a screening or something of that nature. But in that same patient, we can begin to track them. And if we have 12 visit cycles, we can then develop OVA, PVAs out of this whole relationship that goes along with them. Well, one of the things we do know is that when we compare the PVA of people that have originated a spine first approach, which very, very traditional for what we were all taught, you know, palpate fixations, take an x-ray, do some motion palpation, set up a care plan. How do you feel? Let's get you past the range of motion issues. How do you feel? Okay, then, you know, you should check in with me once a month and we'll see you forever until you don't like us anymore. Well, when we build this relationship with them that's talking about having a care plan based on improving the functions and watching you every step of the way, you have the confidence to go, look, we're changing function, but at the deepest level in your neurofunctional level. And as a result of that, we're going to put together a 12-week plan that associates with 3 to 4 of these re-exams that are going to go on, 12-month plan, whatever your choice is. But there's a roadmap for them that's based on exam to exam to exam findings and reports.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I even kind of think all the way back at the front end, even like the tech's amazing and the reporting's amazing and how we build that into progress checkpoints and so forth. But like, I just go all the way back at the front end and go philosophically, right? Let's go back to our why. Okay. There is nothing more congruent than the tech.
Yep.
With our why, right? So, you know, again, the way the CEO is going to think about it is think about, okay, so is this tech congruent with what I believe in chiropractic? Is it congruent with the vision story or the vision of success that I have for my practice? And I'm like, that's like a drop the mic moment, because there's nothing more congruent in practice than using this tech for the CEO's vision for what they deem success to be like and the chiropractic philosophy.
No question. And, you know, when you start to delve into what we refer to as a nerve-first approach versus a spine-first approach, it doesn't dismiss the spine at all. Right. In fact, we absolutely endorse the use of X-ray as it is complementary. It's just that we don't get caught in sort of an old rhetoric, which is bone out is pinching a nerve and causing a problem. In fact, what we talk about is the ability of the nervous system to adapt. Look at your X-ray. You've been under stress for so long that even the hardest tissues of your body were failing in the way they adapt. And so, you know, it ties together the whole bigger picture that says you will live a longer, healthier, and happier life with less nerve interference. So let's get at that. And let's talk to you about all the other strategies that could complement what I'm doing. And you become, you know, centric to the concept of not just being a therapist in this model, but being a foundational element in anybody's health. And the joy of using scanning is that we've designed the technology so that every part of the technology is available for newborns and forward, meaning that it's not age dependent, because the nervous system has to be assessed from a newborn right through to a super senior. And we know the most, honestly, with this, and that's, I mean, I speak to TRP here, but we're brethren in this process, that the most successful practices are the ones that can communicate through the family to the community. And you never feel dismissed for a moment if you are running a centric TRP style, you know, neurologically functional model based on the subluxation. You will always be busy, you know, busier than you know what to do with. Always.
Exactly.
So how do people get in contact with you guys? What's the next kind of step?
Well, we're going to put on the notes here, or in type of embedded in here, is an actual TRP landing page, which actually will solidify some really special pricing that we have always had. We have a love affair with TRP and vice versa. But while you're waiting for us to put that up, and if you're listening to this, we have a very, very robust website, which is called insightcla.com. Insightcla.com has four journeys in it that have been specially curated for whether you're a student or whether you are coming in as a new grad or whether you are an active practitioner or a seasoned veteran who has our technologies already. And each one of those speaks to you differently. And we have a dedicated TRP rep who is available at Australian times and is very clearly capable of giving you a demo, just so everybody knows we're mission focused, meaning we're a mission driven company. You should not feel obligated or feel under any threatening pressure. There's no salesmanship in this process. We in TRP agree on that, is that this is informed and inspired conversation. So if you want to learn more about it, get in touch with the rep and take it to the next level. There are also huge amounts of resources on the website. Just go in, click an ebook, you know, do whatever you want. It's all free.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's obviously immersions. You guys are always at the immersions.
We always are at immersions. Yeah.
Man, great conversations happen there. Like for existing docs troubleshooting anything, for new docs wanting to find out about the tech. Like it is one of the most sexiest tools you can have in your practice. Like seriously. Well, Like we love
it. With the new iPad. Oh my gosh. It's fantastic. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt it. I get so excited about it. We put so much love into that, but what we were able to do, and I don't think you even know this, but we have grown to such a size within the profession that we are collecting somewhere around 6 million scans a year into our servers, which is massive, which means that there are millions and millions of people that are using our technology or that are having scans in our technology. And one of the things that we know is that we hold some of the most rich deposits of data, and we are using data scientists to try and help us understand the trends that are occurring within chiropractic. I can tell you this without going too far deeply into it, is that chiropractic works so spectacularly that if you're not looking into the nervous system, you're missing the point of it. Meaning if we all care so much about how a person or patient feels, but what we really need to know is, are we doing the job of making their lives more complete? And when you look at the scan data as we have it, it makes you almost shake and shiver to see the impact that chiropractic has. So my moments of parting comments are, we are fantastic at what we do, show the world, and use the insight to help you do that.
Man, I don't think I have anything else to say. That was like, what a way to finish. That's so good. Anyway, so great to spend this time with you, Dr. David. It's always a pleasure. I love what you guys do. For CEOs that don't have the tech, you need to jump on the website. I'm sure it's posted down here somewhere. There's a landing page just for TRP Docs. There's special pricing. Start the conversation. Find out more about Insight Subluxation. It is the most congruent technology with our philosophy, with our vision for success. The team loves it. Like, patients love it, and we get to kind of use this through all domains of our practice. So I can't endorse it more. So great to spend time with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time that we're either online together or at a meeting.
Well, instead of Zoom, we'll do this in person. That sounds much better to me.
All right. Take care.
Catch you well. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Remarkable CEO Podcast. Remember, what the world needs now is chiropractic. And what chiropractic needs now is more successful chiropractors. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, share with a friend, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with us personally, direct message us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Now go and be remarkable.